might find it hard to believe, but South End used to be a destination spot. Well, the whole island was a destination spot. The island you could drive to, one developer in the 80s called it, but 50 years before that, the resorts promoted it the same way. Camp Grandy, Diane, Tyee, Kama, Madrona, Indian Beach, Camp Lagoon, Sunset Beach, Otsalati Beach, Camp Comfort. The poor, miserable, sweltering city folks could escape their sizzling apartments and rent a cabin for the week. All day long, the menfolk would do what menfolk have done since Cro-Magnon dropped their tails and descended from the branches of the nut trees. They'd sit on their butts and drink. Of course, we modernists call it fishing, which is really a euphemism for drinking. When the boat was full of empties and dead salmon, the boys would pull up on the beach and wobble up to the mizzes with their trophy salmons and do what menfolk have done since the second day they hit the ground. Yeah, order the women to cook up the catch. Back then, they had these cute pioneer wood stoves in every cabin. Women must have really liked this. Their menfolk, being he-men, could split up the firewood with an axe, probably whacking off a couple of fingers and toes, and she could stand over a 500-degree stove in a cabin with all the doors and windows open in the kitchen about 400 degrees, and she could fry up some smelly fish for the whole squall and family. Later, she could wash the burnt-on skillets and the rest in water boiled on the stove. She probably had the time of her life playing pioneer misses. Resorts are all gone now. End of an era on the South End. Some say the fishing dried up. I say the women finally got fed up.